Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, this is Kongson with Believe in SDSU basketball here on the Believe Podcast Network, place with the show for every team in San Diego and more. We believe in our teams. Do you believe? This episode, we are going to answer the question, why San Diego State? So without further ado, here we go. As always, if you have any questions, please feel free to drop a comment or a question in the podcast ratings. You can also leave a comment on any post on at Believe Sports on Instagram. And we're going to go ahead and just get started. So why SDSU? That question sort of got sparked while I was watching the Bulls documentary this past weekend. For those who may not know or what's going on about the Bulls documentary, one, it's like the closest thing to live sports that we have, that in the sense that a lot of basketball fans, sports fans, Bulls fans, whatever fan you want to call it, Michael Jordan fans, it's a 10-part documentary, two episodes every Sunday. And it's just one of those events that's rare nowadays in this on-demand era where we want to watch it live. We want to react to it live. We want to talk about it live and sort of have your own virtual water cooler moment, if that makes sense. And so I'm watching this documentary this past Sunday, and the first episode is just sort of all about introducing how the Bulls got to where they got to. And for context, this documentary follows the 1997-1998 season for the Chicago Bulls, which was the last championship that they won. Just so happened to have one of the greatest collections of talent, both from a player and coaching standpoint, and just talked about how it became the last championship for those guys. And in the part where it leads into how Michael Jordan got there, everyone knows he's the greatest basketball player of all time. A keynote that really stood out for me was talking about his experience at UNC and how Coach Dean Smith provided Michael Jordan with the confidence to win. And he specifically mentioned the 1982 championship game where they were down one. I believe there was like 13 seconds left, and Coach Dean Smith drew a play and said, the other team was playing a 1-3-1 zone. Swing it around, swing it back, and Michael will be open in the corner. And out of the timeout, he knew that it was his time. It was his opportunity, that this can really mean something for his career. And obviously, he drilled it. And his quote afterwards was sort of saying that particular shot, he knew from that moment that he's destined for something, that it gave him the confidence to think the unimaginable and believe in himself to the utmost ability. And it sort of got the ball rolling. And that sort of reinforces to me what college basketball really can be at its core. I mean, it's unfortunate that so much of business and politics have gotten in the way, so many rules where the NCAA is really trying to set a double standard where, you know, only the money can go into the college but not into the player's hands. And when it goes into the college, it doesn't necessarily go down to the players in the amount or the percentage or the ratio that you would think. But at its core, at its highest potential, college basketball can be something beyond sports for these kids. And the connection and the relationship that one can have with between coach and player is something that can last a lifetime. Take a look at what John Wooden's been able to do, what Dean Smith's been able to do, Gino Auriemma has been able to do. I mean, nowadays, Coach Calipari, I'm blanking right now, but there's something special there that really can happen with between a coach and a player. And that kind of rolled into the weekend, and I found a podcast between Pete Carroll and Steve Kerr. I think they call it Flying Coach. And there was a section in there as they're getting ready for the NFL draft this week between Pete and Steve about how to properly judge a prospect. You have two sides of a coin. One is sort of their track record. Two is sort of their ability. And within track record, it's questions such as how much did they win? Did they win at all levels? What's their character? How do their teammates feel about them? How do their high school coach feel about them? How does their friends and family feel about them? And then the skills, which is rather more objective. And in a basketball sense, can they play defense, rebound, pass the ball, shoot, remember plays, things of that nature? And Coach Steve Kerr just mentioned about how Draymond ended up getting drafted in the second round, where from a skill standpoint, the criticism against him was he's too small to be in the post. He's too slow to be out in the perimeter. He can finish in the paint, but not necessarily in the style that you want a big man can ideally finish, or shoot from the outside as much as you want a perimeter. And at that time and this time, a 3-and-D guy can provide. And yet, you see that he's won at pretty much all levels, high school and in college. And that was what helped Draymond get drafted to the Warriors. And now you see what he can do. I mean, he's a 5-tool guy at his best. He's a cog in this machine called the Warriors offense. And he's just as important as anybody else there. He's the engine that keeps that train moving. And that's like putting it lightly. So, you know, I think that just sort of reinforces the thoughts that I had just about this idea of winning. If you come together and you build this family of players and they're all focused on one goal and dedicated, you're going to win. That mindset, that mentality, the ability to show up under one is so underrated, so to speak. And also just the current state of affairs in this world. And, you know, a lot of coworkers, I talk to them daily, and everyone sort of emphasizes the greater importance or the significance of teachers and professors now even more than ever, and how difficult parents are finding teaching on top of their jobs to be, and the amount of attention and detail and knowledge and patience and planning and all that stuff that these teachers have to plan for. And, you know, a lot of times I think part of the, I wouldn't say stereotype or joke, but it's sort of something that you say about teachers, I guess, is just that they get to enjoy 3 months out of the year off. But I think a lot of parents are finding out now just how crucial that is and why it's sort of set up that way, just based on the amount of time you have to invest in somebody's future. And ultimately, all of that is to say that the best route for success, both on a playing level, on a human level, on a college level, is to have a great community. It's great, have a great foundation. And that starts with those who share their experience and share their knowledge. And the Aztecs have that in Coach Dutch and in Coach Hudson. Two coaching staffs on the men's and women's side who are dedicated to share their knowledge on how they feel college basketball should be played and just basketball in general. And oftentimes sports helps you grow as a person beyond being an athlete, beyond the court, the field, the track, the pitch, the diamond, the octagon, the ring, or whatever you want to call it. I mean, even to this day, there are things that I've learned playing basketball at a non-competitive level. Just life lessons and how to communicate and how to work as a team and when to push and when to pull and when to go and when to not press. And sports, you know, it just means so much more than I think people give them credit for. A lot of times nowadays, you know, we really miss sports, and we really, I think, understand just how much of our life revolves around sports. And the primary reason, I think, is just to help escape from the stresses of life. But at least for me, it provides a platform to learn and to grow and take those skills and really apply it across your entire life. I mean, especially team sports, man. I mean, you just learn so much growing up with team sports, and it clicks and it registers to you as a kid that just teaching or reading a book just didn't do it for me. But sports did. So, and on top of that, continuing on San Diego State and colleges, an alumni network is something that can do nothing but help. I can count so many times that I meet somebody for the first time. You know, you do this, the small talk, where are you from, where'd you go to school? And as soon as you find out that they're also an Aztec alumni, you immediately connect. I mean, that guard goes down. Everyone starts talking about where their favorite place was to eat, what part of the campus they went to visit, what they majored in, professors, crazy stories or whatever. The in terms of the Aztecs, the arc, and working out there and playing basketball there and sports there. And it's just a thing that happens, and you immediately connect with people just based on the fact that you guys went to the same school together. It could be years apart, but it doesn't matter. You just have that connection. It's innate in us. It's weird. It's that sense of community, that longing for a community that happens when you realize somebody else, you know, in a way, went through the same thing you did. And I remember when I was graduating, or in the process of graduating, I would tell myself that if I can find a job that I liked, or a good job, or what I considered a good job back then, that I'd stay in San Diego. I mean, I said it before and I'll say it again. That place is beautiful. This, the coast, the beach is clean. I mean, the sand is perfect. The food is great. Traffic sucks, but I think it kind of sucks everywhere. One of the best places for Mexican food in the entire country. And it rains like 10 days a year, and it's sunny and 75 degrees as late as Christmas. And it's often a location where in the summertime you will run into pro athletes. And I randomly ran into pro athletes all summer long, even on the campus of San Diego State. I think I played with Chargers players. For those who are listening, if you remember Vincent Jackson and guys like Sean Phillips, you just find yourself one random June afternoon playing basketball with those guys. You might go to a Best Buy to pick up a cable, and you run into, you know, players on the Padres or visiting football players. You might see, you know, UFC fighters like Antonio Nogueira trying to buy a TV. I remember my college job being at Best Buy. I sold an aux cable to Kawhi, and you just have these random encounters. Tyrese one time bought a cell phone, I think. I ran into him, and you just have that. And when you're an athlete, when you're trying to train and be in a place that is the most conducive to your career, being in a city that houses or is the summer choice for pro athletes, and which includes basketball players, I mean, you have a great opportunity for you to connect. I mean, especially now with the increased popularity of San Diego State, you know, especially with the help of Kawhi, with the access that athletes have to the campus and the beautiful gyms that they have, there's so much opportunity there from that standpoint as well. And as an Aztec, there's an Aztec way to play basketball, whether it was Steve Fisher coaching this principle of being an Aztec, whether it was Coach Beth Burns, you know, preaching it, and now you have Coach Hudson and Coach Dutch. But The Aztec way is playing solid defense and rebounding the hell out of that ball. You know, preventing just, you're just giving the opposing team one possession at a time, one opportunity, one shot. And we're going to play smart basketball and get good looks. It's like, it's the sports equivalent to having like solid accounting and management skills. It's like traits that you can get a job anywhere across any industry because it's just that applicable. And it's something that, you know, quite frankly, not a lot of people do well. And it's partly also because maybe it's not the flashy thing. It's not the thing that people look forward to doing, but it's like taxes. It's going to exist. It's there. It always happens. So if you're good at it, people are going to want you. So if you can imagine, you get a community with great teachers that will maximize your potential. You learn skills and build habits that help you grow as a person and provide things that you can use and implement outside of basketball. You have an opportunity to make connections in a city that pro athletes love and to be a part of an alumni network in that exact same city. You get to be the basketball equivalent of, this sounds so bad. You get to be the basketball equivalent of an accountant or a tax auditor or, I don't know, a manager of some sort. And you essentially can play on any team, any era, any style of play, because these are the those skills that you gain and you become great at remain consistent. You're always, no matter it's small ball era, 90s era, 80s, 70s, hell, even like the 50s where people barely dribble or shoot like a jump shot or something, you have to rebound and you have to defend no matter what. And that is winning basketball right there. So you get all these things afforded to you all just by being an Aztec. So to answer the question, why SDSU, why San Diego State, why play basketball as an Aztec? Well, those are the reasons why. If you like the show, please feel free to rate and subscribe to us on iTunes. We are also available wherever podcasts can be found. You can find us at Believe.com and at Believe Sports on Instagram. I am Kongson at NASGNAK on Instagram. And if you're interested in advertising on the show, please reach out to us at Believe.com. I know it's a tough time. I know that doesn't seem like there's much positive things coming up around the horizon, but keep working. Don't give up. We're going to get through this safely, and only with, by doing it together. So until next time, go Aztecs.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.